Set the dial on your project plan details. In this walkthrough, we will demonstrate how an enterprise project plan passes hierarchical data to a team foundation server system. The rules of the game in this scenario is to, we'll have a project manager called Carrie, and her counterpart, the dev lead, is called Peter. The scenario is that Carrie, compared to another scenario that we've demonstrated earlier, this time is going to define the full breakdown of the project and all the work in within project. And then that hierarchy of work is going to flow directly in Team Foundation Server. And then Peter's team is then going to start, without being able to modify, it's going to start providing visibility on each of those work items that were defined within Microsoft Project. So let's get started. Carrie is going to open a project plan called a detail plan. We've already defined some tasks, and you know, we get two requirement, a logging module, a logout module. And underneath that, you know, for each one, we get things like designing the UI, unit tests, et cetera, et cetera. So as you've seen in prior demo, there's a couple things that will trigger the synchronization with Team Foundation Server. And those items that will trigger that is those two columns here. I've scrolled to the right. But you can see the first one is published to Team Project. So I'm going to select yes for the... let me just minimize some of those views here so we can get a better visibility. And so I'm going to say yes to all those tasks, which again are going to be translated to a work item within Visual Studio. So I'm just cutting and pasting, synchronizing those two requirements with each of its subtasks. So again, let's put in the work item type. So those, the two parent tasks in bold are requirement. And underneath we've got a task that will again map to work item of type task. So let's just do this. I guess I could do a multi-paste, but I'm just gonna do it a couple more times. And so Carrie does that. And again, what she did is define the hierarchy of the project from an execution, and then she mapped how is this going to be passed to TFS. So let's save this plan. And to trigger the synchronization, let's publish it. Just got to wait, patient a little bit. And I've hit publish, and you get an indicator at the bottom that telling you progress on this synchronization progress process. And again, what happens is the data is flowing from the desktop to the server wherever it's hosted, and then the server is going to say sync that information to TFS. So that's complete. Let's just close the plan, and let's go to Peter's world. And you can see here, I've run a query against my work breakdown structure, and it was empty. And now I'm going to refresh it, and eventually the data will start appearing. So that's a good example that there's still some backend synchronization happening between Project Server and TFS. So I just wait a couple seconds. And now we see the information appearing in TFS. Now notice that if I hover on a task like that cleanup, you see the link, but more importantly, you see kind of that lock icon. And again, the notion here in this scenario is that Carrie drove the schedule and the work breakdown structure. And then for that particular project, I can only track status, but I cannot modify the structure of the work breakdown structure. So if we look at that cleanup task, again, as I showed you before, you get an extra tab here that provides information, that project server tab, of what's happening, what data is being synchronized. Another way to look at it here is here you've got history of those of that synchronization with project server. So for instance, this this cleanup task is as a remaining of 48 hours. Let me step back a little bit. The reason why the original estimate didn't get pre-populated is because I forgot to set the baseline in Microsoft Project. But if I'd set the baseline, as soon as you know I've defined my plan, I'm ready to pass the baton to the TFS team to start executing. If I had done a baseline in Microsoft Project, you would get the a number in the original estimate. So let's say we've done 8 hours of work, and so we're going to decrement remaining, and we're going to start increasing completed work. So let's close this work item, and let's do another one. I'm doing this in no particular order. I know in real life you'll do this sequentially. So dry run, typically you will need some code to do a dry run, but in this case, let's pretend we get some code done. And again, let's decrement it by a day or 8 hours, and let's increase completed by 8 hours. And let's just do one more out of the logout module. Schema changes, and this time let's make it complete and increase, so decrease remaining to zero and increase completed by 16. So again, what I've done is, and typically it would be the different team members, the different developers assigned on this software projects. In this case, I'm not switching resources, but we've three team members updated task work items that they were assigned on. So let's go back to project, or specifically project server, and see how those updates then get synchronized back to project server. So what you're looking at here is the homepage of the project web app, and we do have a web part that notifies me that there's three updates that have been done from resources. And again, the workflow is as soon as I make an update, I track progress in Team Foundation server. In the back end, those updates flow back into project server. And out of the box, we do have a workflow of approving or rejecting those updates. So you can see here that, pardon me, each task, the cleanup, dry run, on schema changes, each one are the three that I just updated in TFS. And I can see how much actual work I've entered here for each of those tasks. So in this case, let's just approve all those tasks so that it eventually flows back into the project plan and I get visibility on the updates from each of my team members. So let's open the project plan again. And now you're going to start seeing actual work for those three tasks. The schema changes, I did put 2 days or 16 hours, dry run on cleanup. And now we obviously to look at it is visually on the Gantt chart, you can start seeing those black line, which shows actual work or progress against each task, which I also see when I over on the task. So again, what I've just demonstrated to summarize is that a plan, a work breakdown structure, was defined by the PMO. And then that information was passed, the hierarchy of data, to the TFS team. And the TFS team started executing on that work breakdown structure. That information obviously flows back into the PMO so they can see progress from that other team executing on this project. So again, each team remains in their tool of choice.